This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So there was once this woman, at the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the group of women had heard the Quran ayah, the revelation that became apparent to a lot of women regarding parda, regarding dressing in such a manner which doesn't expose the female's body parts and so on. And all the females turned up at the masjid as muhajjibas, basically dressed in a manner that they should be, apart from one woman. When the one woman comes in a mosque and she looks at all the other women, she says, "Why are you guys dressed like this?" And she said, "Didn't you hear the revelation about women should be dressed and cover themselves in such and such manner?" She goes, "I never heard of this." So she sends her daughter or her son to her home and says to him, go bring me a shawl, let's just say, a shawl. Go home and bring it for me." He went, came back, gave her the shawl. She covered her whole body and went back to her house. When she enters the home, this bit's amazing. She enters the home and her husband says to her, "Why did you take so long today in the masjid?" She goes, "You know, the women went and we heard that the garments and so on, women should be dressed in such and such way. So that's why I sent our son and he got me this. And now I'm dressed in this way." But he goes, "But you could have came back home and then dressed in, you know, because you didn't know. You could have just easily came back and then from tomorrow continue and so on." She goes, "How can I take one step after hearing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us? How can I take one step in this dunya with what Allah has commanded for us to do? Unfortunately, we look for many, many loopholes to satisfy our nafs, our hearts, just to look for ways out to get out. What's this mufti saying? What's that?" What the Quran says is what we need to act upon. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon what's in the Quran rather than looking for loopholes when it comes to being a hijabi. Barakallahu fi. Assalamu alaikum.